And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 3rd of March, 2014. 1875, on this day, the opera Carmen appeared on stage for the first time at the Opéra Comique in France. The audience shocked by the characters of Carmen, a gypsy girl, her lover, Don José. Georges Bizet died of a heart attack just 3 months after the debut. It was on this day, 1923, Time magazine was first published, still the most widely read weekly news magazine in the world, though circulation has declined since the late 1990s. Still, about 20 million Americans read it every week. 1931, on this day, the Star-Spangled Banner became the official national anthem of the United States. Written by Francis Scott Key toward the end of the War of 1812, he put his poem to music, the song To Anacreon in Heaven, a barroom song. The Star-Spangled Banner competed with My Country, 'Tis of Thee and Hail Columbia for ceremonial uses. The U.S. Navy was the first to adopt the Star-Spangled Banner officially in 1889. The White House recognized it in 1916, and in 1931, Congress made it official. Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, published on this day, 1802, Piano Sonata No. 14 in C-sharp minor, Opus 27, No. 2. The moonlight was attached to the work years after Beethoven died. Beethoven himself thought of it as a reflection on death, sitting at the bedside of a very sick friend. It's the birthday of the host of This American Life, Ira Glass, born Baltimore, 1959. He was 19, college freshman, looking for a summer job, got an internship with NPR despite the fact that he'd never listened to public radio, became a producer of All Things Considered, then moved to Chicago, 1989. 6 years later, launched This American Life. And it's the birthday of the poet James Merrill, 1926, New York City, son of the co-founder of Merrill Lynch, a trust fund boy, never had to worry about money, author of many collections of poems, including The Changing Light at Sandover, 1982. Here's a poem for today by Cecilia Wallach, entitled On Faith. How do people stay true to each other? When I think of my parents, all those years in the unmade bed of their marriage, not ever longing for anything else. Or no, they must have longed. There must have been flickering, stray desires. Nights she turned from him sleepless and wept. Nights he rose silently, smoked in the dark. Nights that nest of breath and tangled limbs must have seemed not enough. But it was. Or they just held on. A gift, perhaps, I've tossed out, having been always too willing to fly to the next love, the next and the next, certain nothing was really mine, certain nothing would ever last. So faith hits me late, if at all, faith that this latest love won't end or ends in the shapeless sleep of death. But faith is hard. When he turns his back to me now, I think, disappear. I think, not what I want. I think of my mother lying awake in those arms that could crush her, that could have, did not. On Faith, a poem by Cecilia Wallach from her collection Late, published by Boa Editions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, Lumosity.com's daily online workouts designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.